Hey, I want, now I'm gonna be here tonight, and then I'll miss next Sunday night because I got to preach at Rhema camp meeting. But the next Sunday I'll be here, and I've got a two-part series called Steps, S-T-E-P-S, Steps. I think I got a slide for that somewhere. There it is. Steps, being led by the Holy Spirit. And it's a two-part series. I did it at Tulsa a few weeks back, and I decided I want to give it to you over here. Now, how many of you have ever heard it said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step? And that's true. Now, you may not be able to take one step and go 1,000 miles, but you can take 2,262,857 steps, assuming that each step is 28 inches long, and eventually complete a journey of 1,000 miles. Now, did you get that? 2,262,857 steps that is 28 inches long, and you will complete a journey of 1,000 miles. Now, I didn't figure that up. Somebody did it for me. If they messed up, then they messed up. So I just reading what they wrote down. Now, a guy by the name of Saul Blue said, "Whoever wants to reach a distant goal must take small steps." And, you know, have you ever noticed that most of the time when you accomplish something, it's one step at a time. It's not one big jump. It's one step at a time. Psalms 37:23. I'll give you a chance to turn there on you. Get your device out. Hey, and if you didn't check in here, check in, okay, and make sure you check in at Rhema Bible Church. That's the number one advertiser right now. They say this media right here is the number one advertiser. Well, I can't even hold on to it. Okay, everybody found Psalms 37? 37:23. The steps, excuse me, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Now, I want to read that from the Amplified. I'm going to read it from the New King James, but I'm also going to read Amplified, Contemporary, English, and the New Living Translation. Amplified says, "The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way, and he busies himself with every step." Contemporary English Version says, "If you do what the Lord wants, he will make certain each step you take is sure." The New Living Translation says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." So in this verse, the psalmist is saying that God leads us step by step, step by step. In other words, God gives us the steps to take in the direction that he wants us to go. Now, the Adam Clark commentary, and, you know, preachers, we've got all these, I got Matthew Henry and Adam Clark and several other different commentaries. But Adam Clark said, his commentary on this verse of scripture, "Even the most powerful must be supported by the Lord. Otherwise, their strength and courage will be of little avail. The man delights in God's ways, the law and testimony of his maker." Each step that we take in this journey must be with God leading us to where he wants us to go. You know, some people, you try to talk to them, ask them where they're going, and they say, "I don't know." But we should know where we're going. The Bible talks to us and tells us what we're to do. And you can't be delighted in the way you're going if you don't know where you're going. Hello. You know. Then if we know where we're going, then we can have a delight. Now, God has promised to guide us into our future. And there are many, many scriptures that talk to us about this. And I'm just going to look at a few right now, okay? John 10, 2, 3, and 4. John 10, 2, 3, and 4. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You see, it's hard to follow God if you don't know how to listen to what he's saying. You know? You know, I have two Great Pyrenees dogs in the yard, and then my wife just got a standard French poodle because we've always had dogs. I've had dogs all my life, but our Rocket, our golden retriever, he went to doggy heaven a few months back, so she wanted to get this. We did. Now, I have noticed that those two dogs outside and even the one on the inside, the new one, the Fergie. Lucky and Maggie are outside. Fergie's inside. I have noticed that they respond to my voice a whole lot better than they respond to Lynette's voice. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I've worked with them more, or maybe they know my voice more than they know hers. See, you've got to know the voice of God before you can follow. You got to know who. I was somewhere on this vacation. I was somewhere, and somebody said, "Hey, I know who you are." And I was here, and I stood up, and I asked them if they knew this guy I was with, because he was an entertainer, and I asked them if they knew it, and they said, "No, but I know you." And they said, and I said, "Well, I just now stood up," and they said, "But I heard your voice." They knew me from, they couldn't see me. They couldn't see my face, but they knew my voice because they said they watch us on television. And they knew. How many of you know the voice of God? Amen. We all need to know the voice of God. Even if we don't hear it ourselves, how many of you read the Bible? Amen. This is the voice of God. Amen. You know, some people say, "God never talks to me." And I say, "Well, you never read your Bible then." Because this is God talking to us. Okay? John 16:13. Just turn over there. From John 10, turn to John 16. We're talking about that God promised to guide us in the future here. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." See, I'm talking about taking steps in line with God. Romans 8:14. "For as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." And then drop down to verse 16. "The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Here we see that God has promised to enlighten us concerning the future if we're willing to take the steps that he shows us. Now, I want to read you something that William Shakespeare said. And you say, "Well, what in the world can he say that would be spiritual?" Well, listen to this. Listen. "God shall be my hope, my stay, my guide, and lantern to my feet." William Shakespeare. See, all of you thought of, when I mentioned Shakespeare, you thought of Romeo and Juliet or Macbeth or one of those. College English literature. Anybody been there but me? Oh, Lord. I sat in that class, and I said, "What good is this stuff ever going to do me?" But I guess it does. I did get something here that William Shakespeare said that was what was worth quoting anyway. "God shall be my hope, my stay, my guide, and lantern." He said lantern because when he was writing, but we would say a light to our feet, a flashlight. Faith, Martin Luther King said this, Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." That's a good statement. You know, God is not far away from us. you know, if you ask people, well, where's God? Well, he's in heaven. No, yeah, that's his home. But really, he resides with us, you know, because that's the way only way some people see God is way off up there somewhere. It's true that God lives in heaven, but he also lives in our hearts. And one reason that God's chosen to live with us is so that he can communicate with us. Hello. Now, Nathan, I want you to get over by that wall, please. Now. Okay. Now, Nathan's over, if I didn't have his mic on, see, I'm going to try to tell him to do something. Turn my mic. Communication, but when we get close together, he doesn't have to try to figure out what I'm saying. He can hear me. Thank you for helping with my illustration, Nathan. Appreciate that. No, I only pick on people I like. No, how many of you have ever tried to communicate with your children or your wife or somebody, and they're across the room from you, and it's the communication doesn't come through? You don't get the message clear. You got to be with somebody. That's why we need to dwell with God. We can, when we dwell close to him, we can hear what he's saying. You see, he wants us to have communication with him. So we need to establish that he wants to lead us into the future. God wants you to have a future. Now, how is that going to happen? One step at a time. See, he asked us to take steps that are manageable and feasible for us to do. There's no use, you know, when, you know, Craig, y'all all know Craig, he's a pastor here with me, and my daughter Denise, you know, when they were younger, I did not ask them to do something that was unmanageable for them at their age. I asked them to do things that was feasible for their age. You know, God is not going to ask you to do something that's not manageable for you and where you are in your walk with him spiritually right now. See, some people are afraid to get close to God because, oh, he might ask me to do this and I don't think I'm capable. Hey, he's not going to ask you to do anything that he does not think that you can manage. Hello? See, that when you daily walk with him and taking the steps that he gives you that you can manage, guess what? You eventually get to your destination with God, where he wants you to go. God does not always show you the whole picture at once. If he did, you'd be scared to death to even start out. He shows you one step at a time. You know, there's a little bit of faith in there. You know, it's not one giant leap of faith. It's not a once a year deal. It's daily walking with God. You know, some people think, well, I'll go to this conference, I'll get blessed, and I know exactly what God wants me to do for the whole year. No, you won't. God doesn't work that way. He guides you one step at a time. You take that step, and then he'll guide you again. You know, how many of you ever walked, I'm talking about a dark night, when not a star in the sky or nothing. If you've never been where there's not a lot of lights bouncing off, like over in overseas, when I was in the army over, and I was out on that island of Komoi up against Red China for 60 days, You could walk out there at night, and if there was no moon out, no stars, it was dark. We really don't know what dark is because we say, well, it's dark. But no, you're getting a lot of illumination off of lights bouncing off of the clouds and so forth and so on. You get out somewhere where they're get way out in the country. You can go way out here in western Oklahoma somewhere where there's no lights bouncing off of the clouds, no city lights, no moon or no nothing, and you'll find out what dark is. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, well, you know, when you are in that kind of a situation, and you know, I got the other day I was outside for some reason or another, and I thought, well, I can't see very good, so I got this out right here, this flashlight. Is it not coming on? There it is. You know, now it's not illuminating very much right here. You don't see it, but if it was dark in here, then this little light is going to show me about one step to take. Once I take that, it'll show me another step. Once I take that, it'll show me another step. Now, sometimes you can have a light bright enough, maybe it'll show you three or four steps. But you have to take those steps before you can accomplish anything. A lot of people want to follow God, want to do what God wants them to do, but they want one giant step and it's all complete. Doesn't work that way. Being led by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that we're hopping, jumping, leaping our way through life and acting like we're out of touch with reality. Ralph Ransom said, "Life is a series of steps. Things are done gradually. Once in a while, there's a giant step, but most of the time, we are taking small, seemingly insignificant steps on the stairway of life." God doesn't expect you to finish your journey overnight, but he does expect you to take the next step and the next step and the next step and eventually finish. You know, taking steps with God is trusting God. Actually, let me say it like this. Trusting an unseen God to lead you into an unknown future. Hello? Somebody said, well, I'd follow God if I could see him. No, that's not the way it works. God tells you what he wants you to do. You take off going that direction, and eventually you'll get there if you'll follow him. I don't know who said this complete statement. I'm paraphrased it a little bit. It says unknown. God takes us down paths we never planned to travel and roads we never thought. The first part, God takes us down paths we never planned to travel and roads we never thought we would go. That's my own. I added that into there. To get us to a place we never want to leave. Now I'll say it again. God will take us down paths we never planned to travel and roads we never thought that we would go down. To get us to a place we never want to leave. See, when God gets you to that place where he's got you where you're supposed to be, you don't want to leave it. You know, I mean, somebody asked me the other day, when are you going to retire? I said, I'm not. I travel this road to get to where God wants me, and I don't want to leave this road. I enjoy this. This is what I do. You see, once we learn to travel the road with God and get where he wants us to be, just sit down there and enjoy life. Enjoy the ride. Hello? Now, you see, Keith and Sharon, I mean, I don't mind visiting over there. I don't mind going over and preach it, but I'm not led to stay there. They are. They enjoy it. You see, what we need to learn how to do is to get where God wants us, then settle down there, do what he wants us to do there, wherever it is. All of us are not going to be preachers. All of us are not going to be missionaries. He got people in every walk of life. He wants people that are attorneys. He wants people that are doctors. He wants people that are in the medical field. He wants firemen. He wants policemen. He wants all of us. See, some people say, well, it's not God unless you're on a platform singing or here or something. No, that's not so. God leads different people in different areas because he wants his people in every walk of life shining the light of God's word on the path of the people that are around them. You know, so some people get all hung up on the platform. Well, you know, I'm not a preacher. If you're a preacher, God will make you a preacher. If you're not, he won't. He may make you something else. Come on. See, God has made it possible for us to be led by the Spirit. I know I said we'd get out at 7, but I'm overtime tonight, it's okay? I hadn't been in a while, so I get to go overtime. Anybody getting anything out of this? See, Romans 18 says, the Spirit himself bears witness, Romans 8:16, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. People that are born again, that are walking with God, communicate with God. We are designed to communicate with God, either through our prayer life, through reading of the Word, through hearing a message preached to us. Come on. See, our human spirit is capable of hearing from the Holy Spirit. You might want to say it this way. Our human spirit is compatible with the Holy Spirit. In other words, we have the capability of hearing the Holy Spirit. How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? We have the capability of hearing. I read that a while ago when it's over there in John talking about the Spirit of God. He will only speak what he hears the Father saying. That's what that scripture is. I read it a while ago. See, the Spirit bears witness or gives us peace about God's will for our lives. You know, it doesn't have to be a brick dropping on your head. It doesn't have to be you falling out in the Spirit. It simply can be a little nudge. This is the way I want you to go. So, as the world might say it, you might say, I have a hunch or I have a feeling that I should do this. See, we need to realize that the Holy Spirit sometimes sort of nudges us a little direction, or we might just seem like this is what I should do, or we may perceive. Perceive would be a word there we could use. This is something that we should do. Now, look at Acts 27:9-10. Acts 27:9-10. Paul perceived the voyage they were about to start would lead to great disaster and loss. That's nine. See, he perceived it. In other words, God was already leading him. He already perceived that this thing wasn't going to turn out like everybody thought it was. See, there's no need to be afraid that you're going to miss the leading of God. Some people are in a constant fear. Oh, I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss God. Oh, I'm just so afraid I'm going to miss God. And they become paralyzed and they never do anything for God. You know, my dad used to say to me, he said, son, if you don't really know if it's God or not, start that direction. And if it's not God, he'll nudge you. Remember Paul on the road to Damascus when he had his salvation experience? He was told to go into the city and then he'd be told what to do. Well, why couldn't God told him what to do right there? He was just leading him a step at a time. He could have told him, but he didn't. He went into the city, and then God sent a messenger to tell him some things. Okay? We need to realize that, you know, being led by the Spirit of God is not mystical. You know, a lot of people get the woo-woos, you know. Oh, you know. I always shy away from them kind of people. It's not mystical. It's not a hard signal to pick up. It's possible to clearly hear God's voice. It's possible to clearly know what God wants you to do. You know, when I left 1972, June of 1972, I left the associate pastor's job with my father-in-law, who I was destined to take over that church, to follow what I felt like God wanted me to do. Now, here I am. What, 72, I was 20, no, I guess I was 30 already, 32 maybe. And I'm set up to be the pastor of this church. When he, huh? What, 33? I'm set up to be pastor of this church when my father-in-law decides that he wants to retire. I'm preaching at least once a week, sometimes twice. I'm doing all kind, everything that a pastor does, I'm doing. And now the Lord directs me to come to work for my father as a crusade director with no preaching responsibilities whatsoever. Period. Zero. Now, I had my preacher buddies that I'd gone to school with and my age, and they said, Hagin, you're missing it. Man, that can't be God. You're not preaching nowhere. You know, and one of them, that Sauter, he had a church, and he really got down on me. He said, man, you're missing it. You're never going to preach again. I wanted to call him after I got back 3 or 4 years ago from Redemption Camp, where I preached to 2 million people at one time, and say, you didn't think I was ever going to preach to very many people, did you? But I didn't, you know. That's just what you would want to do, you know. But you see, I had to follow what I had from the Spirit of God leading me. And I would never be here today if I hadn't have taken that step. And all I'm trying to get you to realize is that we need to just follow God confidently, realizing that he will lead us, and realizing that God has a better plan than what we can think of. It may not look like we think it should. It may not sound like we think it should, but God's direction will help us make it safely to the goal that he has for us. You know, we need to decide to listen to God and do what he says to do. When I have people telling me that I'm making a mistake, I was making a huge mistake. But you know, those same people have had to eat their words. Just because somebody thinks you're making a mistake, they don't have to answer for you. You're the one that has to answer to God. If God's got you being a fireman, if God's got you being in the medical field, if God's got you working as a carpenter, whatever, a mechanic or whatever, if that's where you are with God right now, then just stay there, pray. And if that's where God wants to keep you for the rest of the time, that's good too. Don't try to get out of where God's got you. You'll make a mistake if you do. You know, a lot of people, they want this. You know, I talk to people all the time that want to be, they want to preach. Oh, they want to preach. I told one guy one day, I said, hey, if you can handle all the responsibility that goes with it, come on. Because, see, most people, all they see is the glamour. They don't see what goes on behind the scenes. You know, people want to be pro football player. Hey, a whole lot goes on before that guy ever gets out there and gets a paycheck. He's put in hours and hours before. You know, people want to be this or they want to be that because they see something. But I'm going to tell you what, to be there, they had to take it one step at a time. Now, they may have had some potential, but they've got to do something with that. You know, you got to take each step as they come. I got five grandsons. All of them are in athletics. I got one that'll be 11, August the 7th. Last year is a 10-year-old. He's throwing 35-yard passes. In fact, they had a passing contest with the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade quarterbacks. And the high school coach had them all out there throwing. And this 10-year-old beat them all. He threw the ball 42 yards. I said, Wesley, I don't even think I could throw the ball 42. He has some potential. What he does with it is going to depend upon the steps that he takes. Wherever you are, whatever area that you're in life, you have potential in that area. You probably wouldn't be there in the first place. Now, what happens depends on if you take the steps necessary to become what you need to become. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Amen. I want to close with this. I want to use the word steps, STEPS. And the first word, the first letter, S. I'm giving you a guide now to help you to follow and step with God. S, search the scripture for God's promises to guide you. Okay. Now the T. Take the steps you know to take each day. Don't try to get ahead of God. Take what you know to do that day. Then E. Engage in daily conversation with God. And God doesn't mind you asking questions. If you read in the Word of God, you see that Abraham and Moses and all, they ask God questions. Okay. P, pray for divine guidance in every situation. And the S, seek the Lord continually with all your heart. That's just a little acronym or whatever you want to call it. But God wants to lead you. God wants to be involved with your life. And know this, God has a great future for you if you will take it one step at a time. Heavenly Father, I tried to talk to these people tonight for a few minutes to encourage them to move with you and to walk with you and take steps with you so that they can find their place and stay in their place that they need to stay in. We thank you, Father, that each and every one of us will continue, no matter how far down the road we've gone, may we continue to take those steps with you each day. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. With everybody and every eye closed, I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. You say, well, everybody in here is Christian. Well, I think so, but I don't know so. But sometimes people come to church and they know they're not where they're supposed to be, and they just need to rededicate their life. And a lot of people go to church, but they don't know that they've ever actually, their own self, accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. A lot of kids do this because they go to church all their life, but God doesn't have any grandchildren. He only has children. So we need anybody here that needs to accept Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody here want to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight? We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. They all began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody want to be filled with the Spirit tonight? Well, praise the Lord. Everybody stand and let's thank God. Ask God to help you each day. You pray. I'm not going to pray for you. You pray. Ask God to help you each day to take the steps to follow Him and His will. Pray out loud. Pray so you can hear yourself pray. You know, sometimes we're too quiet. We need to pray out loud. Thank you, Father, for helping each one of these individuals as they pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Praise God. Does anybody want to receive healing tonight? If you want to be prayed for healing, we'll pray for you right now. Just step out now and come on down. Well, come on down. We'll pray for you right now. Word of God said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Shall. You ready to be healed?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the anointing and the healing power of God flowing in this body. Heal from the top of his head to the sole of his foot in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, raise your hands and thank God for healing power. He's healed right now by the power of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that, I'm going to do lesson number 2 in this steps. It's a two-part series. So not the coming Sunday, because I got to preach over there at camp meeting, but the Sunday after that. What date is that? Anybody got the date there? Let me see if I can find it real quick. 26. Okay, the 26th. 26, I will finish. I'll do the second part of steps. Did you enjoy that? How many of you enjoyed that? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm getting on summer too. Hey, listen, go out there and fellowship. Get some of that. There's a place to get some drinks there. You can buy some drinks, and there's those little wrap sandwiches, and there's some other stuff there. I ate one of them little deals on some kind of little bread deal. It was pretty good. So go out there and fellowship. I'm going to go back here to one door. Lynette's going to the other door. We want to shake your hand. And God bless. Good to see everybody again. I'm glad you came out to see me tonight. God bless you.